Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We finished off the chapter on Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl, chapter on the Tahajjud Salah, standing up at night in Nafil, optional Salah. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought another chapter, Babu Istihbab Qiyam Ramadan wa Huwa Taraweeh. The chapter on the desirability, the preferability of worshipping at night in Ramadan, that is Taraweeh Salah. So understand that he brought two separate chapters. One is Qiyamul Layl and one is Taraweeh. So this shows already that they are two different salahs. They in themselves they are different. Qiyamul Layl is different and Taraweeh is different. Taraweeh is specific to the month of Ramadan and Qiyamul Layl is throughout the year. And the other thing we explained is that this Qiyamul Layl that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform, or sometimes we use the words for Tahajjud. Tahajjud actually means person sleeps and he wakes up. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did generally 8 rakats and 3 rakats witr. Therefore you'd find many ahadith saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read 11 rakats. So 8 rakats, tahajjud, and 3 rakats, witr. Now many people confuse that. And what they say, no, 8 rakats is taraweeh. So therefore you find many places they have 8 rakats taraweeh. But actually that 8 rakats was what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read as tahajjud, and taraweeh is 20 rakats. So here you see the Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi also has brought a completely separate chapter for taraweeh, teaching us that taraweeh is different and tahajjud is different. So therefore when we see people getting confused, we shouldn't get confused. Sometimes after 8 rakats many people wake up and they walk away. They say no, it's only 8 rakats. But what they're actually doing is they're mixing up the tahajjud salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they are mixing up the Taraweeh Salah. They are two distinct, different Salahs. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qama Ramadana imanu wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhambih, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who stands up for worship in the month of Ramadan would faith and in expectation of reward will be forgiven for his past sin. In expectation of reward means that the person should acknowledge the reward for fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we just stand up in salah and we completely blank. Sometimes a person is waking up for tahajjud salah also completely blank and he reads Quran. There is no intention. The more intention a person makes, the more reward he gets. Person coming to the masjid for salah, he can make multiple intentions and he'll be getting multiple reward. He can be making intention that I'm going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's a talk there, I'll listen to the talk. Now, even if there's no talk in the masjid, he got a sawab for sitting for the talk. Then I'll read nafil namaz, he got sawab for reading nafil namaz. If there's anybody in need, I'll help them. If on the way I see that it is a sick person, I'll try and meet a sick person. When I go to the masjid, if I see any dirt there, I'll pick up the dirt. I'll try to be of assistance to somebody. So person is making so many different niyats when he's going to the masjid. Now even by him going there and he didn't get a chance, maybe there was no dirt in the masjid when he came, but he already got the sawab of cleaning the masjid, the house of Allah Ta'ala. He got the sawab of visiting a sick person. He thinks that to myself that if there's any relative of mine that I can meet on the way, or if I meet them in the masjid, I'll meet a relative specifically, he's making that niyat. So what happens, he gets the sawab also of joining family ties. So there's so many sawabs that a person can get, different rewards he can get, just by increasing upon the niyat. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is telling us about the importance of, he actually is quoting this hadith to teach us the importance that the person when he is standing up also in worship in the month of Ramadan, make niyat that this reward that has been promised in the hadith for this action, if, oh Allah, you grant me that reward. If he doesn't know what is the reward, sometimes we don't know, we are still learning what the different rewards are, but he can make this much intention that, oh Allah, whatever the reward is for this particular action, grant it to me. So one who stands up for worship in Ramadan would faith and in expectation of reward will be forgiven for his past sins. What an easy way to get forgiveness of sins. There's one more hadith, short hadith under this chapter. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرغب في قيام رمضان من غير أن يأمرهم فيه بعزيمة فيقول من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage the night of Salah in Ramadan without commanding them to do it as an obligatory farz duty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage this Taraweeh Salah, but he did not say that it is farz. And then we'll explain just now that this is what category it falls in. It falls into the category of Sunnah and Mu'akkada. It's something that's emphasized. Sunnah and Mu'akkada, person deliberately leaves it out without an excuse. And now he becomes habitual of this, person will be sinful for leaving out a Sunnah that is encouraged. A Sunnah that is strongly encouraged in Shariat, a person doesn't read it out. Like for example, our Sunnah, the Mu'akkada Salah, the two Sunnah before Fajr, the four Sunnah before Zuhur, the two Sunnah after Zuhur, the two Sunnah after Maghrib, the two Sunnah after Isha. These are known as Sunnah Mu'akkada. Person deliberately leaves it out, there's no reason. And he becomes habitual also about it, then the person will become a sinner, he'll be questioned about it, because this was a Sunnah that was emphasized by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, every Sunnah Mu'akkada, we should be particular that come what may, I'm not going to miss it, unless there's exceptional circumstances. A person is not well, a person is very sick, or a person is on journey, now he's allowed to miss it. But otherwise, a person shouldn't miss it, he should do it with love. This is the Sunnah of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this Sunnah, if I bring it in my life, then like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beloved to Allah, I will also become beloved to Allah. Why must I leave out what is the Sunnah of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So anyway, one who stands up for worship in Ramadan with faith and in expectation will be forgiven for his past sins. All his past sins will be forgiven. So this hadith has one small difference to the above hadith. Here it tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage, number one. Number two, it tells us that a person just has this reward, or just has this expectation of reward, and all his past sins are forgiven. And the first hadith added one more thing, is a person must have that expectation also for reward. So one who stands up for worship in reward, this second hadith also got expectation. The only added thing in the second hadith is that a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make it for us. He did not say it was for us. So here we just explain something, but it was Sunnah Mu'akkada, and it is Sunnah Mu'akkada. It's strongly emphasized. So those people that wake up after 8 rakats, remember they're leaving out a Sunnah Mu'akkada, something that is strongly emphasized. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he performed Taraweeh Salah in congregation for 3 nights. Day after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the masjid got jam-packed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing first night. This message went around that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had performed Salah with us. So the second night, more people came. The third night, a big crowd came. Now in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if something was made for us, it became for us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of love for his ummah, out of shafqa for his ummah and kindness for the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I fear that it may become compulsory upon you, and therefore he did not lead the sahaba on the fourth night. He did not lead them in Taraweeh. In other words, each one person can read his own. At that time he did not lead them in Taraweeh. But what had happened is, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he instituted 20 rakats of congregational Taraweeh Salah. In other words, everyone must read together. May Allah Ta'ala reward him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was a great sahabi, that now there was no fear that it will become compulsory. So now in his time, he started it. Now we know these are known as masalih mursala, that if any one of the sahaba started an action and there was no opposition from the other sahaba and everyone accepted it as something that is acceptable, now that becomes part and parcel of our Shariat. From the time of Umar radiallahu, this has continued 20 rakats Taraweeh in congregation. In fact, in the Haram Sharif, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, until very recently, this practice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu continued. Unfortunately, now in recent times, there's so many changes are taking place, where in the time of fitna and fasad, that even that Taraweeh now, they cut it from 20 rakats to 10 rakats. Why? Purely on the basis that it's finishing too late, and people are not giving enough time to schoolwork, the children are not able to go to school, people are not able to go early to work the next day. So now because of that, they cut it down to 10 rakats. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Actually, we're supposed to be cutting down our school, we're supposed to be cutting down our work, but not cutting down the Taraweeh Salah. That is making a mockery of a great action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was in vogue, in practice, from the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So there is ijma and consensus of the Sahaba on this. Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr, Allama ibn Qudama, Hafiz Iraqi, Mullah Ali Qari, Ibn Hajar, Haythami, Rahmatullah alayhim, and many other eminent scholars have emphatically stated that there was ijma of the Sahaba on this issue. Ijma of Sahaba means consensus of Sahaba on this action of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. None of the four mazahib, that is the Hanafi school of thought, Shafi school of thought, Maliki school of thought, Hanbali school of thought, support the opinion that Taraweeh consists of 8 rakats. Not a single mazhab says that Taraweeh is 8 rakats. The Hanafi, Shafi, Hanbali scholars state that Taraweeh consists of 20 rakats. Imam Malik is of the view that it consists of 36 rakats, 41 or 20 rakats. In other words, one of these. But no one has come down to 8 rakats. This is something that has started now recently. People don't understand, misunderstanding. So now they started this practice of 8 rakats. The practice of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in prove that it is 20 rakats. 20 rakats of Taraweeh was established by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And 20 rakats was the sunnah of the rightly guided Khulafa'i Rashideen. The fact that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu approved 20 rakats and the other khalifs maintained this practice after him proves its authenticity. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mu'az, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b, and others, and none of them objected to it. So here we find that this Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had these names that we took now. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, these were all great or eminent Sahaba, not ordinary Sahaba, eminent Sahaba. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu instituted the action in front of all of these great Sahaba, not one of them objected to it. So in the harams of Makkah Mukarramah, we mentioned this, that this practice had continued until recently. Taraweeh has a number of fundamental differences from Tahajjud Salah. So therefore we cannot say that it's one and the same. We did this whole chapter just now that we finished on Tahajjud Salat, and now we have come to Taraweeh Salah. We just completed this chapter. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, and we don't get confused ourselves, and we don't assist others also in getting confused. Rather we should have the desire when it comes to Ramadan, and Ramadan is coming, that we should rather have the desire to increase, not to decrease. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.